Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Having a good one here in the Loop. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have a fun one if for no other reason than B. Scott comes in the 11 o'clock hour as he is wont to do. That'll be fun. We'll get a chance in the 12 o'clock hour to give away a pair of tickets.
More
to see
tickets.
The University of Houston Cougars basketball team take on Florida State at the Houston Hoop Showdown that's gonna happen tomorrow at Toyota Center. So that's going on as well. And we're gearing up for a big time game that has the possibility of being redemptive, right? Of being mm-hmm. restorative to the soul of these Houston Texans after the last five games versus the Kansas City Chiefs, not quite gone the way that you want to.
You know, I never put pen to paper. It is five
of them.
Five
of them things. Last five,
like I told
dating
you,
back
it's
to
kind
the,
of a low key rivalry, even though they haven't done their part.
Yeah, again,
yeah.
The old thing about rivalries only going one way, so on.
But they want it badly.
Yeah, they look, I imagine that they want it pretty bad, even though I don't think they'll let us in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that, like, when it comes to the organization? Because I know, okay.
Heck yeah.
Highest levels.
I've had text exchanges I could show you.
Okay, all right, okay. Because they're not going to let on. I think that's the way.
Yeah.
Although, you look over at the Kansas City side, it seems like they might be in on the rivalry aspect of it. Special teams is an interesting mm-hmm. portion of this game. Frank Ross, I thought did you see his availability yesterday?
Yeah, he was feeling it.
Yeah.
Even for Frank Ross standards.
Yeah. I mean, he's always amped up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I appreciated him being, putting it all on him. He's like, look, man, coaching wise, mm-hmm. it's always going to be on the coach when you talk about those special teams things, but they do need to get things right. I think that they've been leaky at times or not quite the way the places that they wanted to be. Kicking field goals, obviously, in the special teams domain is going to mm-hmm. be interesting here because one of the things that we tend to believe is that Kaimi Fairbairn in the cold,
with
those K-balls, it doesn't quite work out in the ways that you typically want. It seems like the Kansas City special teams coordinator is also trying mm-hmm. to add into the rivalry in special teams fashion.
It does. I guess he was kind of – you tell me. Was he kind of trying to Jedi mind trick the Houston Texans when he talked about this?
I'll tell you one thing I do like is the cold weather. That makes it feel like playoff weather, and it just feels like that's natural and normal for us. And I practiced yesterday. It really felt good being out there with the cold weather. I think that's going to help us.
Couple more.
Speaking to that, Dave, because of the changes in the conditions, does that change that demarcation line?
Yeah, I mean, I always talk about the cold weather as like return season, and I think that helps. I mean, guys don't want to run down there and tackle in the cold weather. I mean, a lot of guys don't, but I just think it gives you an advantage, a mental advantage, if you had success in that kind of environment, and we have.
Feels natural for us. A lot of guys don't like to go down and tackle in the cold weather. It gives us an advantage. Is that trying to get into the Texans a little bit?
I mean, I imagine that he's trying. I don't think that it's going to work because if there's anybody who's talking about the mental side of this and the, mm-hmm. the physicality, I feel like the Houston Texans aren't the team that you go. They don't have the mental feel for this.
They struggled.
They have struggled, but it's not been for lack of physicality.
Yeah.
It's just been placement,
where
right?
they are, yeah.
Maintaining your lane integrity has been the things that allowed the, you know, two return touchdowns in 3 weeks. That was what it was.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody on this and the special teams are like lacking physicality, right? Think about the young man who, you know, had his first go with the Texans, where he's out here just like fumbling and bumbling and stumbling, making sure to get down the field to go and, you know, have his coverage responsibility. Now, this team, man, like they do this. Like they physically, that's never been a thing that I've questioned with Frank Ross, is his ability to motivate his guys to go and be physical. The question just was, are they going to remain gap sound?
Right.
And they did a better job of that this Sunday, and I imagine that this is another day where they're going to need to keep that in touch.
It is funny because there are people in Kansas City who follow the Chiefs that will tell you, you know, last year so many close games that they won, this year some close games that they're losing. There are people who will tell you the biggest difference between last year and this year is the Chiefs' special teams. They have been one of the best special teams in return and coverage and everything for years, and they've been very average to below average this year. So the Texans are not the only ones that have struggled here. So maybe he's talking to his own team too. You know, we can do this. It's time for us to, you know, playoff season, as he put it, to get going. But it is funny because we did hear from Frank Ross about those struggles as well, it's almost like every Friday, because Ross and the coordinators speak on Thursday, the special teams comes to the forefront because he's asked about all these things.
Sure.
And this is what he said about the struggles.
Yeah, first off, anytime there's a mistake, like, it's the coach's fault. It's the coach's fault, man. We got to coach it better. We got to coach it better. We got to have more population to the football. We got to be putting the players in the right seats on the bus to go execute. And silver lining to me, and it's how I try to operate. Like, we want to play every play perfect across the whole season. But when something does go like that, you got to have a chin, you got to be able to take it, and then you got to make sure at the right time you come out in a win. Thank you, great. Okay, let's go learn from it. And I think we've done that. We're able to make some adjustments and cover some things up nicely. I call it a week ago. So we're thankful to learn from that. Silver line is when those things happen that we still get a football team win, and that's all that matters. So, anytime there's something a little shaky, we're going to go and work hard to button it up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Just really, you know, kind of struggling to explain that they're working on it, number one, but those struggles have been very, very real. Very real.
I feel like anytime somebody's like, oh, I'm getting that fixed a week ago,
yeah,
you can tell it's digging in their crawl.
Yeah.
And for exactly. Frank Ross, he was like, no. We're like,
This kills him.
This is fixed a week ago.
This kills him.
And that's why I can only imagine. Yeah. I don't know if at that point yesterday he had heard what Dave Tobe had said over in Kansas City. I'm sure that just him.
Some guys don't like to tackle in the cold.
Yeah, I bet he went and just had 3 espresso shots and was like, let's get to work.
Exactly.
I can only imagine. Like, The team is working out in NRG today.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Frank Ross
outside.
Went and got the special teams guys. Like, no. Y'all come with me. we outside. They calling us soft, baby. Yeah. Like, hell no.
And oh, by the way, we have some horrible special teams memories in Kansas City. You know, from fake punts to missed kicks to missed playoff field goals. So this is... You know, we always mention margins. This is the one that matters. I think is going to matter the most in this game.
How are you feeling about the range and kicking?
I'm really uncertain I'm just uncertain. We, you know, the confidence level with Kyahmi Fairbairn is high, except when you look at what he's done in late in seasons and in cold weather.
At least last year.
Well, remember, I think we went to last year and the year before. Either way, there have been some misses, you know, in these types of environments.
I'd like to think that last year was just kind of a blip. Like, I hate to use the word because, especially in the context of sports, it is one of those ultimate no-nos. It felt like he kind of got the yips a little bit.
It did.
Last year.
It absolutely did.
And I think that would maybe lean a little bit away from that because I was a little bit shocked to see over the entirety of his career, which, to be fair, he's the longest tenured Texan right at this point. It's a longer career. He's actually been pretty good in the month of December. But it feels like when you have the opportunity to play outside is where it gets a little dicey. Like, this is where I think the rest of your team can help your special teams out is, hey, if you're punching in touchdowns as opposed to, you know, leaning on Kyahmi Fairbairn in those moments. Not that you don't believe him to be a player capable of leaning on, but you can help him out, man. Like, don't put him in situations where it is entirely his leg that you're requiring to get you over in this. Be better in the circumstances of in the red zone. Give him much more makeable field goals if you are having field goal circumstances. Like, that's where I think that the rest of the team can help him out quite a bit.
Yeah. 832, is he trying to call us soft?
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Look, you know, both these special teams have struggled, and I think whichever one has the big play or the most big plays, I think the team wins the game.
And then, of course, like he was just talking about the cold in general, which it sounds like the dudes have their ways of combating it. Although I get the Vaseline, like, inherently is supposed to be something different, like, gives you kind of like a barrier. In my head, tell me if I'm wrong, I'm just like, oh, so moisturizing is the, you're just going to put some lotion on? Is that, that does it? Just make sure you moisturize, huh?
Yeah. Don't get all scaly.
Are we solidified on thinking, who do we say was our cold weather warrior that we anticipated?
I think Jake Andrews is going to go shirtless or sleeveless in the pregame.
I think probably Stover.
That was
because
the other one.
He played in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will get images of that.
Yeah, 100% before the game. I'm looking forward to all the snapshots of being able to see guys' breath out there and everything. That'll be a fun part of it. And hopefully,
how cold is it supposed to be?
20.
20?
Mm-hmm. Woo.
Yeah.
Glad I'll be watching that from the comfort of a couch rather than out
there.
It's
a good question, Figgy, because we've been talking about the cold and we haven't really.
Yeah, if it's 40 degrees cold.
We're good.
But it's not supposed 20? To be precipitation.
No,
it's
I don't
just
think
cold.
So. Yeah.
Which, hey, that's significant.
Hey, 20
better,
is still 20, though, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, 20 when it's cold, when it's raining sideways or things of that nature.
Man, it was 50 yesterday, and I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we soft. That's
we're soft. We are soft, by the
Football
way.
Football team is not. All right, you're in the loop.
Tell
you're
Dave Tobe.
It's Tobe. I don't know why. I don't know why, but it is that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, yesterday, in sports, you saw the end of a incredibly long streak, and that got us thinking. Question of the day. What's a streak that you're really proud of? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.